Our top local story now. We're expecting Chicago police commanders to update reporters this hour about a developing story. The second shooting in 2 weeks by officers inside a police building in the city. WBBM's Jim Gudis has been working the story, and he's live with the Newsline with the update.
Keith, here's what we know at this point. Apparently, at least one Chicago police officer shot a man inside the Ogden District Station on West Ogden around 12:50 this afternoon. According to an internal police report, a male suspect came in with a pistol and, according to that report, was shot by an officer. The wounded person, age unknown, was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Chicago police say the wounded person is in stable condition. Again, we are expecting Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown to provide more details about the incident later this hour. But at this point, we do know that the Civilian Office of Police Accountability has moved in and is investigating the situation, as it often does. We will provide you updates as they are available. Reporting live, Jim Gudis, 105.9 WBBM.
The city is taking the wraps off a new program today. It appears to be part of an effort to improve the handling of misconduct complaints against police officers. The Life Aid Administration's pilot program with the Center for Conflict Resolution to have citizen-led mediation of some police misconduct complaints. A statement from the city quotes the mayor saying in part that she hopes it improves the standard for investigating these complaints. Pilot program will end next March. Prosecutors in northern Indiana reportedly finalizing charges today against a Purdue University student accused of stabbing his roommate to death.
Purdue University says the 911 call from McCutcheon Hall came into campus police shortly before 1 o'clock in the morning. Campus police say the suspect is a roommate of the victim and made the 911 call. Purdue University Police Chief Leslie White explains why the department did not send out an alert after the murder.
If we did not have the suspect in custody as quickly as we did, we would have absolutely sent out a Purdue alert. But we had him very quickly, and there was no threat to campus by this individual any further.
The Tippecanoe County Coroner's Office says the student that was killed was 20-year-old senior Varun Cheda of Indianapolis. His roommate, 22-year-old junior Ji-min Shah of South Korea, is in custody and will be charged with murder in Cheda's death. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County Republican candidates gathered at the Daly Center today to sound off on crime in the city and suburbs. Former Chicago alderman Bob Fioretti, who used to be a Democrat and now running for county board president, was asked what he would do to bring down crime in the city.
The best way to lower crime is by giving people jobs. They can't work 8 hours a day or more and then go out and commit crimes.
Fioretti and others accused Democratic officials of setting the stage for violent crime with lenient policies. The owner of a hot dog joint in Pilsen is at war with the Lightfoot administration over a colorful mural. Mimo's hot dog owner, Jeanette Garza, says the city considers the artwork as advertisement, which requires an annual fee. She tells CBS2 the city had been pressuring them to change the mural or take it down.
I just stopped opening the mail. My problem was I felt like I was being bullied, and I just felt like there was no reason why I should have to paint over it. And on top of that, paint a fine.
Garza says they were forced to close over the weekend. Alderman Byron Tixio Lopez tells CBS2 that this seems like a ridiculous situation, but he will help the Garzas reopen their restaurant. A Chicago-based coffee roaster wants the Pullman neighborhood to be home to its first standalone complex.
Veteran Roasters' planned two-story, 1,600-square-foot complex will house a microbrewery, coffee roaster, restaurant, and cafe with seating for 75 to 100 people. The company's mission is to help military veterans, especially those who are homeless or at risk. Founder Mark Doyle says a job can change and possibly save a veteran's life.
Just saying the words "you are hired" to somebody who has lost everything, who's living in the shelter, are the most transformative words.
And Doyle hopes the new development will also help with the ongoing transformation of the historic Pullman neighborhood.
This neighborhood is a chance for us to be a part of rebuilding a neighborhood and a community.
Doyle hopes to break ground on the new project in the spring and open in early 2024. Mai Martinez, 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County Treasurer says homeowners who are way behind in their property tax payments are running out of time to avoid the potential loss of their homes through the county's annual tax sale.
The deadline is November 15th. By law, if a property has unpaid property taxes dating back to 2020, the taxes could be sold, which is a first step in losing the property entirely. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas says there are nearly 56,000 properties on the list. That's a lot, but it has been worse.
In 2015, there were 69,000 published. And so we're bringing that number down.
If the owner pays the back taxes by mid-November, all's well. She says about 20% do that each year, but Pappas worries about the others.
Those are your most vulnerable citizens in Cook County. Those are people who are in wheelchairs, on walkers, diabetic, their kids have left.
Pappas urges people to check her website, cookcountytreasurer.com, because they could be owed refunds or qualify for exemptions to lighten the payment. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Fire investigators in LaPorte, Indiana, calling for mutual aid last night. They helped put out a stubborn fire in a vacant neighborhood factory. LaPorte's Facebook page and his Facebook page, Fire Chief Andy Snyder says the fire could have been prevented.
We were aware that they were storing hand sanitizers in here, but they were supposed to have somebody on this site 24/7, and that's not what was happening.
The mayor of LaPorte using his Facebook page to deliver a message that LaPorte is not a dumping ground and this is not acceptable. No word on the cause of that fire. Some people flying in and out of O'Hare will need to get familiar with a different path to their gate. The airport says Delta Airlines is moving out of Terminal 2 and moving to newly renovated gates at Terminal 5 off Bessie Coleman Drive. Now, that move takes effect next Wednesday. The city's aviation commissioner says it marks the next step in a billion-dollar expansion of what's been O'Hare's primary international arrivals terminal.